I have a dream.
I have the pleasure
today
to present to you Dr. Martin Luther King, Jr.
I am happy to join with you today in what will go down in history as the greatest demonstration for freedom in the history of our nation.
Yeah.
Five score years ago, a great American in whose symbolic shadow we stand today signed the Emancipation Proclamation. This momentous decree came as a great beacon light of hope to millions of Negro slaves who had been seared in the flames of withering injustice. It came as a joyous daybreak to end the long night of their captivity. But 100 years later, the Negro still is not free. 100 years later, the life of the Negro is still sadly crippled by the manacles of segregation and the chains of discrimination. 100 years later, the Negro lives on a lonely island of poverty. I have a dream that one day this nation will rise up and live out the true meaning of its creed. We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal. I have a dream that one day on the red hills of Georgia, sons of former slaves and the sons of former slave owners will they be able to sit down together at the table of brotherhood. I have a dream that one day even the state of Mississippi, a state sweltering with the heat of injustice, sweltering with the heat of oppression, will be transformed into an oasis of freedom and justice. I have a dream. My four little children will one day live in a nation where they will not be judged by the color of their skin, but by the content of their character. I have a dream.
Yeah.
With its governor having his lips dripping with the words of interposition and nullification. One day right there in Alabama, little black boys and black girls will be able to join hands with little white boys and white girls as sisters and brothers. I have a dream today. Exalted. Every hill and mountain shall be made low, the rough places will be made plain, and the crooked places will be made straight, and the glory of the Lord shall be revealed, and all flesh shall see it together. This is our hope. This is the faith that I go back to the South with. With this faith, we will be able to hew out of the mountain of despair a stone of hope. With this faith, we will be able to transform the jangling discords of our nation into a beautiful symphony of brotherhood. With this faith, we will be able to work together, to pray together, to struggle together, to go to jail together, to stand up for freedom together, knowing that we will be free one day. This will be a day This will be the day when all of God's children will be able to sing with new meaning, "My Country, 'Tis of Thee." Sweet land of liberty, of thee I sing. Land where my fathers died, land of the pilgrim's pride. From every mountainside, let freedom ring. And if America is to be a great nation, this must become true. And so let freedom ring. From the prodigious hilltops of New Hampshire, let freedom ring. From the mighty mountains of New York, let freedom ring. From the heightening Alleghenies of Pennsylvania, let freedom ring. From the snow-capped Rockies of Colorado, let freedom ring. From the curvaceous slopes of California. But not only that, let freedom ring from Stone Mountain of Georgia. Let freedom ring from Lookout Mountain of Tennessee. Let freedom ring from every hill and molehill of Mississippi. From every mountainside. Let freedom ring in Whitley County. When we allow freedom ring, when we let it ring from every village and every hamlet, from every state and every city, we will be able to speed up that day when all of God's children, black men and white men, Jews and Gentiles, Protestants and Catholics, will be able to join hands and sing in the words of the old Negro spiritual, "Free at last, free at last, thank God Almighty, we are free at last."
We are free at last. Yes, and it came to pass afterwards that I will pour out my spirit upon all flesh, and your sons and your daughters shall prophesy. Your old men shall dream dreams, your young men shall see visions. That's taken from Joel 2:28. I'm not old, but I have a dream tonight. Do you have a dream? Do you dream at all tonight? Stop by and listen to Speaker Jennifer Semenko, Director of Outreach and Recruitment of OIC of Washington in Yakima, Washington, speaking on Living the Dream, Making the World a Better Place. Joining her tonight will be Reverend Robert Trimble, Associate Pastor of Greater Faith Baptist Church, Anthony Peterson, CEO of OIC of Washington, Raymond Miller, President of NAACP out of Snohomish, Washington, Laquita Parks, author, publisher, creator, founder of Pay Pro V Publishing out of the Atlanta area, and of course, Sergeant James Park, who will be keeping it real. Worldwide listeners, join us tonight on Let's Do It Radio. Sergeant Park's Keeping It Real, the 39th annual MLK Junior Celebration, Replay the Dream out of Yakima, Washington. Many of you don't know who I am, but I am your hostess, Miss Inez, CEO and fashion designer of Inez Falco Designs, broadcasting and welcoming you, the worldwide listening audience, on this Thursday, January 11th, 2024. You can call in to 845-241-9985 to be on the air, or Skype, or listen in at the chat room at www.theblogtalkradio.com/ Let's Do It Radio, or if you know my cell phone number, you can text me. And in case you miss any episode, listen on demand at www.blogtalkradio.com/ Let's Do It Radio. Scroll down and press play on the episode you'd like to hear. Join us on Monday morning, January 15th, as we go live from Yakima, Washington, during the Martin Luther King Jr. March at 11:30 Pacific, 2:30 Eastern. And you can donate to keep me on the air if you like what you hear and like listening to me through Cash App at $ANAISEVALCOUR, or through Venmo at MZ-INEZ, or if you know my cell number, Uzel. So we will have a song, A War, by Edwin Starr, and then we will get into our program. Yes, indeed, we will get into our program. What is it good for? Absolutely nothing. Whoa! Song reminds me of Rush Hour, but anyway, that's neither here nor there. We're talking about Dr. Martin Luther King this evening. So much turmoil in the world and all the other things that are going on. Today, we're going to highlight people in the Yakima, Washington community who Dr. Martin Luther King would be as proud as we are of them, living the dream and making the world a better place. We will first have an invocational prayer by Reverend Robert Trimble, Associate Pastor of Greater Faith Baptist Church. And then we were going to hear from the community and the Yakima area, Reverend Trimble.
Eternal God, our Heavenly Father, we thank you for your love and kindness. And we thank you for this gathering of voices
yes.
over the air. And as we join in together and discuss the life and teaching of Dr. Martin Luther King as we celebrate his birthday. And Lord, we just ask for your guidance and your understanding to fall upon us as we discuss and move forward in the 21st century. Help us to continue to live the life that represents you and those who follow after you. And Lord, we just give you the praise for all that you do for us now and forevermore. In your Son's name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen and amen again. First, we're going to hear from Sergeant Parks as he keeps it real with us no matter where we are, Sergeant Parks. And then we will have highlights from the community. Sergeant Parks?
Yeah, thank you, Inez, for inviting us on the show. I really appreciate it. This time in all the crisis and turmoil that we're having all over the world, I think Dr. King was trying to prepare us for this. So we thought that it would be an honor to seek out some people in our community that Dr. King would be proud, very proud of. So that's where we come up with our theme. The theme for the MLK Day is Replay the Dream. So I kind of like we wrote in on the back of that to say, living the dream, people that's living the dream and then making the world a better place. So that's where that comes from. And the people and stuff that are going to be talking today, they are good people, very good people. In fact, I would go to combat with them. I would go to combat with every one of them, including my daughter. But I have to put my daughter, she would have to be in a helicopter somewhere, you know, overseeing the whole deal. Because she'll take over the whole program. But anyway, yeah, we have a good program going. A little bit about some of the people. Jennifer Memco, she's the director of outreach and recruitment. And what's so fascinating about her is that she worked with veterans, homeless veterans, finding jobs, finding them homes. You know, and not only did she do that, you know, she has a recruitment, and she has a real nice office. And around that office and stuff up there, people actually live there. Veterans actually live around there. And those little, they're not really small marginal houses, but that is fascinating. And maybe Jennifer can enlighten us on that. So she's a keynote speaker, and we also have Reverend Trimble, of course. Reverend Trimble has been with, this is our 39th annual MLK. Reverend Trimble has been with us from day one, okay, even way back to Miss Goodman in the NACP, 80 years. You ain't no 80 years old, Reverend.
Yeah.
But 80 years.
I'm questioning.
But Reverend Trimble has been instrumental in especially getting people to come out. He had one of the best church services for this whole event that I have seen. And if you guys ever get a chance, I don't know whether they are. I think they're supposed to be live screening it this year. You guys should hear it. It's really fascinating, and the house be packed. My other guest is my old friend, Raymond Miller. He is not the president of the Snohomish branch. I don't know where I got that from. Somebody in this told me, "Oh, Ray Miller, he's president." but everybody knows Raymond. Raymond has been on this show a lot, and he has a lot of information on everything. But Raymond is the president and CEO of Vets Place Northwest, and he has raised so much money helping veterans, homeless veterans, raise so much money to get their own homes. We need Raymond to move down here to try and help us with that, you know. Mm-hmm. And he's a former chair of the Armed Forces, the Armed Services and Veterans Affairs Committee with the State Conference.
Oh, really? Oh, yeah.
So he and he's heavy. This man, I've been to the White House so many times and stuff.
Yes,
you know, it's not even funny. Okay, and then of course we have Anthony Peterson.
That's an idiot.
Okay, Reverend Tremble, you're broadcasting over me. So Anthony Peterson is the CEO of OIC of Washington, and this cat here is bad. I'm telling you, he's come in and then he has revamped some of the systems for OIC to make it more friendly to everyday people. You know, he got a youth and sports program that's going off this chain. We started with 100 kids. Now we got 300 or 400 kids. Lord have mercy. Mm. And these are kids in the community that don't have, you know, the parents could barely afford to make ends meet. You know, he has them doing something. Got 3 or 4 different programs for after-school kids. So he's going to come on and he's going to talk. Now, OIC has been instrumental in the whole MLK Jr. Celebration for 39 years. You know, I don't know what we'd do without it. We could probably muscle up something, but the initiative that OIC has taken and Mr. Peterson has, he's been a source of inspiration. You know, I mean, he's a guy that anybody can talk to, and I think he's filling Mr. Beauchamp's shoes quite well. Now he got a long way to go. I don't want him to get out there and then get big headed, but I think he's doing quite well. He's doing a tremendous job of that, and my daughter. I am so proud of her, Laquita Park. She's an author. She's a publisher. Pro V Publishing Company. I was on with her earlier today, and I was just really, I was shocked. Okay, she had these ladies that come on, and they're doing they're writing books, and she's publishing books, and that is very interesting and stuff. And she's also a mentor. She's also a mentor. She mentors me too as well. So those are the speakers and stuff, Miss Inez. And again, thank you for allowing us to grace your presence. And Miss Inez, she is doing such a tremendous job with this. From time to time, I do have a set keeping it real with Sod and Parks, but I have been able to get on for a number of months, but I think I need to go back there. So, Ms. Inez, I turn it back over to you. God bless.
Well, thank you, fine sir. Thank you for the introductions of those people. First, we'll hear from Reverend Robert Tremble, and then we will hear from Mr. Raymond Miller. So go ahead, Reverend Tremble.
Well, briefly, I was just going to just say on how this celebration began way back in 1979 when I was with Reverend Joe T. Denman, which was the pastor of the Greater Faith Baptist Church at the time, and he was having a small service. You know, it wasn't too community-wise, and so when I joined his church and said, hey, I'm from Atlanta, Georgia, and I would like to see this celebration be citywide, and I just think that we should be in for having a street named after Dr. King, other men that I know of stature of his kind. Have streets named. He said, well, you know how this town is. It's very Republican. That's this. I said, well, that shouldn't have anything to do with it. To make a long story short, I joined the NAACP, which was with Mrs. Goodman, and I expect the same sentiments to her, that we should be working towards getting a school named after Dr. King and a street. And Miss Goodman at that particular time was about 70. I think she was about 70. And she was all down for it. And so we held the first rally and went down to City Hall and expressed our concerns of naming the street after Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. And so when we did that, all hell broke loose. We got a lot of opposition. And so basically that's how we got started. We kept working, and we went to the city council for 21 years before they agreed and voted 100% to rename a street after Martin Luther King. And then after all that, then everything started moving. Then we have a school named after Dr. King, a park, getting ready to really build an $11 million swimming pool in the Martin Luther King Park. And so I'm still at it. I have a few other things that I wanted to do before I depart from this earth, if it's the Lord's will. And I want to be able to have a class at OIC that would keep us informed on our own history. That's one of my major things. Because if you don't know who you are, you don't know where you're going. You have to have a plan. Mm-hmm. And especially our young black males who are turning their talents and skills in other directions. So we as peoples of color who are original, and I also believe that the first man was a color, a black person. I don't know how it got twisted the way it is, but we need to be proud of who we are. We are the original black peoples of this world. Look at all the things that we have invented. Anytime they make a major change in the course of our history, it's always through the mind and the heart of black people, peoples of color. And so we should always emphasize our upcoming generation of who they are, be proud, although we were in slavery, but look at us now. I mean, you know, we also coached and supported Obama, the first black man, to become the president of the United States. And there's so many other things that they try to set us back. So I just want to emphasize of us moving into the 21st century. I don't want to be the same. I don't want to have to be suffering and to be struggling with the same thing in the 21st century. I believe that we can do it if we can stir our young people in the right direction. Come together. We need to come together by putting each other down, push it forward. If another person needs help, help them. Join together, because we all came here from different countries, but we are all here now in the same boat. So let's float on out. Ain't no telling what our future can be like, because we are the original peoples of the world. God bless you. That's my talk.
Amen, amen, amen. Okay, man. Come on, put your hands up. Thank you, Reverend Trimble. Thank you so much. From the Greater Faith Baptist Church, as from our Washington. Next on highlights, we'll be hearing from Raymond Miller, who is the, what do you say, Betts, he is in Snohomish, though, correct? That's where he's from. But he's also a Betts, I guess, advocate. So we will hear from Brother Raymond Miller next on. Thank you. Oh, hold on a second. Sorry.
Oh, Dr. Ma.
Go ahead.
Hello? Yeah, and thank you so much for inviting me for the 39th anniversary of the Dr. Martin Luther King Living Under Dream celebration. I also want to add that 39 was the amount of time that Dr. King had on Earth before he was assassinated. So he only lived to be 39 years old. And what a great difference he made for only living 39 years. He actually changed the world. He made the world a much better place for not only for African Americans, but for the whole world. He changed the whole world. And so his presence and his thing, and though he had a dream, and he had a wonderful dream, and every time I hear his speech, every time that one of his speeches is given, I get a chill every time I hear it. And I've been listening to it since 1963, when he first gave it on August the 28th, 1963. I was between the age of 13 years old when I first heard it. And so it still moves me. It still moves me to get down there and do some marching and do some overcoming and all the things that we did all over the years since 1963 and before. And though he was a dream, he had a dream, but he wasn't a dream. He wasn't a dreamer. He did so many things to enlighten our world, enlighten the world. He got arrested. There was an assassination attempt. There was two assassination attempts before they finally got him. He was stabbed. He was called every name, but for the son of the Son of God, and he's done so much for us to be to overcome. And we are still living in the results of his works that he did while he was in the world. And we're so happy to be able to follow in his footsteps, to understand that we should be judged by the content of our character and not the color of our skin. And there is nothing, not anything that we can do because of the color of our skin, intelligence, and not judged by color. We even had some of the greatest moments in history, African Americans. We finally got what I thought I would never see in my lifetime, but we had an African American president of the United States. We got a woman who was the vice president of the United States of America, things that I thought would never come. And hopefully we continue along those lines and continue to doing the things that Dr. King taught us, that our parents taught us, that we need to, and like the Reverend said, we have to understand our history. We have to inform our young folks. Young folks never seen Dr. King live. We're going to have to make them. All they think about is the dream. And once a year we hear him give out the I Have a Dream speech. But we need to talk about his works and the things that he did for us, the marches that he went on, the hunger strikes, the standing up to Bull Connor and all the other folks that he stood up to, the bombings that he had to oversee, the church bombing in Birmingham, Alabama, where the four little girls were killed. It wasn't an easy fight. And you have the bravery it takes to know that if you go out there and you talk like he talked, that they're going to try to kill you. And that was the bravest point of all, that he stood up. He stood up to power, and he moved power. He stood up so well, and he did so well that they did finally assassinate him, but they didn't kill the dream. You can kill the dreamer, but he didn't kill the dream. His works are still going on, 39 years that they've been doing it in Yakima and all over the United States. So from January the 15th, all over the United States of America, people will be taken to the streets and marching in the name of Dr. Martin Luther King, Jr., and they will be talking about peace, love, and equality and what he stood for: peace, love, and equality. And so you played the song, what war? He was a strong advocate against the war in Vietnam at the time, and he did a lot of great work. He went just about. He wanted to make sure he changed the world. Once again, he changed the world for all of us, not just for black people, but for all people. And it's a better place for everybody.
Mm-hmm.
So thank you for having me, and I'm so happy to be here. And that'll be the conclusion of my remarks. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Miller. Thank you so much for those comments and for Thank you. Next on our highlighted people this evening is Miss Laquita Parks, the daughter of Sergeant Parks, and the owner, author, publisher, creative director, boss lady, whatever you want to call her. She'll probably answer to those, as long as they're good, will answer to those, not explicitives, but adjectives. So Miss Laquita Parks, Pay-Per-View Publishing Company, which is she's a very good friend of mine as well. So if the ball is in your court, go ahead and greet us, meet us, and tell them like a T.I.T. is from a woman's standpoint.
Hi, thank you so much for having me. My name is Laquita Parks, and I am the CEO and founder of Pay-Per-View Publishing. And pay-per-view means pain, progress, victory, because I believe without pain there is no progress, and without progress there can be no victory. So I absolutely love helping people take their stories from a thought to a realization. 100% of everybody living and dead has a story. Everybody that knows me knows that I believe that, because there is healing in telling your story, sharing your story. There are 8 billion people on the planet. Out of the 8 billion people on the planet, 1% of those 8 billion people will take the time to put pen to paper and write their story. There are half of the 1% of the 8 billion will complete the project and publish their story. So when you publish your story, when you tell your story, you become a part of an exclusive organization of storytellers. And those people are helping the world to heal. Now, I know not everybody has a trauma story. Everybody's story is not a trauma story, but everybody has the opportunity to do their part to heal the world and make a difference in this place. That's what I love about – that's one of the things I love about my dad. He is committed to making the world a better place. Whatever that looks like, he's doing his part. Every person on this phone that I've heard, and I just heard the story, I didn't know that about all that it took to get the name in the school. And I'm in Georgia too. I'm in Atlanta to get the recognition for a day for a man who made such an impact on the entire world. Mm-hmm. So what I do, I love helping people to share their stories, because when you share what's on the inside, when you unpack it and pull it out, then you're better equipped to help other people, because you started the healing process within yourself. And there are people who don't know that they need to be healed until they hear your story. So when I hear something, you know, sometimes we wake up, and some days, you know, you've said your prayer, you've done your affirmations, you've done your journaling, or whatever it is that you do, whatever your thing is, whatever your ritual is. And sometimes, and especially as women, sometimes we just feel like blah. You know, you and men will say, well, what's wrong? Well, you don't necessarily know. Nothing's really wrong, but you just feel blah. And then you pick up something like, she said yes to herself unapologetically, or walking limitations. And then you read that story and it's like, oh, wow, this is what I needed. So you don't know what you need until you get it. So as we're talking about making a difference in the world, as we're talking about change, every single person has the opportunity to make a difference in the person's life. It's like in the church. I love it. No one part of the church is more important than the other. The head is not more important than the foot. The finger is not more important than the elbow. Everybody has a part to play. And when one piece is missing, it doesn't work well. So having everybody to do their part is a wonderful thing. I love this discussion. I love being a part of it. Thank you, Dad, for inviting me. Inez, you know you're my girl. Thank you for all that you do in getting your message out and doing your part, because I can't do your part. You can't do my part. And, you know, look, my shoes hurt my feet. So you can't walk in my shoes. I can't walk in yours. But I can do what it is I can do, because I believe that God has already gifted all of us. And I say gifted on purpose, because God has given all of us a gift. Some of us have more than others. But whatever it is, your talent, your gift, whatever it is, God has given it to us with mm-hmm. the understanding, or with the he's given it to us to do something with. And it isn't for us to keep. It isn't for us to hide it under a bushel. It isn't for us to bury it in the sand. It's for us to go out into the world to seek and save those that are lost. And my part in it is storytelling. And I do that through my own story. And I have been blessed and honored to be able to help more than 100 people tell their stories mm-hmm. through different yeah. means of writing, through anthologies, through children's books, through cookbooks, through poetry, through my own talk show, through my own books. So everybody has a part. We just have to know what that part is. I can't do what you do. So what you do is not my part, and what I do is not your part. But we can work together, and we can make a difference in the world together. Collaboration is key. That's my story, and I'm sticking to it.
That's all you have to say, sister girlfriend.
I could say more.
Hold on.
Go ahead. I'm sorry. You know how things elapse over each other.
Yeah, I wanted to say this to, you know, there are so many people all over the world that are listening to this message and to your broadcast every week, Inez. And I just want to challenge people to find your why. Just find your
mm-hmm.
why.
Mm-hmm.
What is it?
Mm-hmm.
What is it that I can do? And Dad, you said something earlier. You know, it's very difficult for me, my little me, to make an impact on the other side of the world. It isn't impossible, because within my why, I write for an international magazine, which is in Belgium. And so my story goes into that magazine every month. And so I'm making a difference. So there are people on the other side of the world that's hearing my message. So that's not everybody's story. Everybody doesn't have that same access. But everybody has an opportunity to do something. You just got to figure out, what is my why? What can I do? I had a lady today to say, well, my son, I don't have much to, you know, I don't really have a story. Yes, you do. Every single person has
mm-hmm.
a story. Don't negate
mm-hmm.
the fact that somebody has done something or gone through something. Everybody is not a Martin Luther King Jr. Everybody is not
mm-hmm.
a James Park. Everybody is not. But everybody has a story, and your story has the power to impact people. And the only people it cannot impact are the people you don't tell, are the people you don't.
Right.
If you don't share it, nobody is going to know your story. Nobody is going to know that, you know what, oh, Laquita has gone through what I've gone through, and look at
mm-hmm.
where she is. If she can do it, I can do it. And so just a little bit of my story, I am the victim of medical childhood trauma. I'm 54 years old, and I don't know a day without pain since I was 4 years old. And you can't look at me and tell that I'm in pain every single day. But that's not what I focus
mm-hmm.
on. but I use my story to share with other people that God has equipped me to do everything he needs me to do, just like he's equipped you to do everything that you need to do wherever you are. It doesn't matter your financial situation, your physical, your he has given you the ability to do what you need to do in the position that you're in. So as I go through helping people tell their stories, helping people coaching and developing, I do that 24 hours a day in pain. But it doesn't stop me because it's not what I focus on, because we become that which we focus on. So my ability to help somebody else gives me a reprieve from my pain. So the more I help people, the more of a reprieve I have from my pain, and the more I'm able to help people. So you see how that cycle goes? It goes around and around because I'm not focusing. And that doesn't mean I don't take care of myself or I don't care about myself. It just means that I am helping somebody else get to a place that they can be, where I've already been. So I've already gotten through that other side of through. And so my responsibility or my why is to help somebody else to get to their other side of through. And it's kind of pay it forward. So in hopes that I'm helping you, and then you'll help the next person, they'll help. And then, you know, we've started this domino effect that it keeps going and it keeps going. That's the idea. That's the message. Mm-hmm. That's the real message of helping make a difference in this world. And it's not about me. My dad said that earlier. It's not about me. It isn't about me, because what I've gone through is not for me to hoard. We can't be hoarders of our story. Our stories were given. We've gone through the things we've gone through so that we can share. If you haven't gotten your copy of She Said Yes to Herself Unapologetically, it is a story. It's an anthology, 31 amazing stories by 31 amazing women who learned how to say yes to themselves in the midst of their struggles, in the midst of abuse, in the midst of adversities, in the midst of medical trauma. These women all over the world learn how to say yes to themselves. And not male bashing, none of that, but learning how to say yes, because when I say yes to myself, that means I'm taking care of me so that I am better equipped to take care of you. And you is my community, my home, my family, my schools, my neighborhood, just taking care of somebody else because I'm pouring into me so I can pour into you.
Amen. Did y'all catch that? You're pouring into each other. And as she is speaking, I am one of those 31 women who participated in the anthology. So you can get the book through Miss Laquita, or you can get the book through me. So
you had a great
we are co-authors.
Didn't?
Yes, we did. yes, we did. And that book is out there, and it's a great book. It is really a great book, and I'm just happy. It's been number one. It's been
yes,
a number one
we
bestseller
are.
In the U.S. and in overseas in the UK.
Absolutely.
So,
say that thing, Miss Inez. Mm-hmm. We are number one international best-selling author.
Yes.
She Said Yes to Herself beat Anna. It came out the same time that Anna Schwarzenegger, Jada Pinkett, and what's the other girl name? Britney Spears. All three of those books were out, and our book beat those three books in our category.
Yes,
we were all in the same category.
Yes.
So we are international best-selling authors, number one best-selling authors. And so we don't take that lightly, because that means people all over the world are hearing our stories or reading our stories. And that's the power of collaboration. And it's the power
yes,
of touching people, you know, because you can share your story. Inez has an amazing story in the book. And we're not going to tell you about it, because you're going to have to pick up a copy. Pick up a copy of the book, and you can read her story, and you can read my story of how we said yes and continue to say yes to ourselves unapologetically.
Mm-hmm. That's right. That is correct. Thank you so much, Quita. It's always a pleasure
thank
having
you, so
you
much.
On the show because you add so much added value, so much to the show this evening. Thank you, thank you, thank you. And
well, I appreciate the invite. Thank you.
Should be proud of you, as you know. I guess I would say the whole community should be proud of you. So thank you so much for being who you are. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Next,
thank
we
you.
Will
I appreciate
have.
It.
You're welcome. Mr. Anthony Peterson, who is the CEO of OIC of Washington. And if you don't know what OIC stands for, I am sure he would love to elaborate as we bring him on, Mr. Anthony.
Thank you again, Ms. Inez, for having us on here. It's such an honor. You continue to share our stories here in Little Yakima from Juneteenth to MLK and
mm-hmm.
really make sure that we have a captivated audience to share what we are doing in our community. So thank you so much for all the work that you do. I have the privilege to serve as the third CEO of OIC of Washington. OIC stands for Opportunities Industrialization Center of Washington. We are an economic development career training agency. We are not a social services agency. The best social services opportunity is a job. That's what we believe, and we try to equip people not only for jobs but for careers. And we are striving to build generational wealth for our people and other people of color. So that's what we do at OIC of Washington. Mr. Parks, thank you for that humble intro. It's really Mr. Parks is one of the brainchilds of making sure we have high-quality youth sports and recreation programs. He was really the one who helped us start that program last year through our MLK tournament. The MLK tournament was kind of at a hiatus. We didn't do an MLK basketball tournament for about 3 years due to COVID. And Sergeant Parks came up to me and said, we got to do this. And we launched it. I think it was about, we were 3 weeks away. We ended up having 100 youth. We were able to get the local community college basketball team to ref the event. And since last year, it has grown, you know, 2 to 3-fold. So thank you. Thank you, Reverend Trimble, for all the work that you do in our community. And I will keep my remarks brief because I'm so excited to hear my colleague, my friend, Ms. Jen Semenko, who also is a wonderful leader within our organization. So thank you again, everyone. And, I'm excited to hear Jen. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Mr. Anthony Peterson, thank you, thank you, thank you. As you also get a hand. Thank you, thank you, thank you. I know she's probably out there just waiting, you know, with unbated breath and not the last to be heard, but we are going to hear from this speaker who is very, very, very busy. She has over 23 years experience in social work, with her main focus being on homeless veterans. Her current role is to oversee the SSV, which is the Support Service for Veteran Families grant at OIC. This grant focuses on finding stable housing for homeless veterans, as well as providing homeless prevention assistance. Also, she is the president of Yakima Valley Veterans Coalition. And this coalition is the group in charge of Veterans Stand Down, one of the largest on the West Coast. And I'm sure she'll probably be elaborating on all of her successes. Coalition also provides veterans with as necessary. So please welcome the Associate Director of Outreach, Recruitment and Data at OIC of Washington, as well as she is a member of the Yakima Washington NAACP. So put your hands together for this lovely lady, Miss Jennifer Semenko. Thank you, everybody. Put your hands together. She may not hear you, but she can hear this. It's in your
thank
hands,
you,
Jennifer.
Thank you, Miss
Jennifer. You're welcome.
So I thank you, Mr. Parks, for suggesting that I be a part of this. I'm really flattered by the remarks from both you and Mr. Peterson. I started working at OIC not because I needed a job, but I needed a new mission. And my mission aligns with the mission of OIC, which is to help the elimination of unemployment, poverty, illiteracy, and racism so that all people can live with a greater human dignity. And that really aligns with the SSVF grant as well. You know, it's, we're not looking to just give a handout and just throw somebody in an apartment and, oh, your house. Oh, yeah, okay, your house here too. That's not the focus of this grant. This grant focuses on the stability. We do not want to see them homeless again. So the ways that we do this, it's about partnering with as many agencies, veteran-specific and non-veteran-specific, to make sure that that veteran can stay housed 3 months later, 6 months later. And we're giving them the tools to stay that way and be independently, stably housed. You know, people will say, oh, there's all these other homeless programs. You know, this agency over here is paying rent. This agency over here is doing this. But with this grant, we are focusing on the barriers that put them where they were at. If the, you know, if they're homeless, why? Is it drug abuse? Do they need to get some support with a treatment center? Do they just want to be homeless? Now, there are some, I'm going to keep it real, Mr. Parks, that just want to be homeless, that don't want to live in stable housing, that their community is outdoors. But we try to focus on all of the barriers. Like I said, drug abuse, alcoholism, legal issues. You know, maybe they've had a couple evictions and they just can't find a landlord that's going to rent to them. Lack of employment, that is a huge one. And that's a great way that we partner within OIC is some of our veterans that come in, we get them connected with the Career and Education Services, so that they can, you know, build those skills, maybe even if it's just getting their GED, because some of them don't have their GED. And we will help them get connected to WorkSource. They have vet reps who specially work with finding veterans employment. They help work with the barriers. Maybe they have some PTSD and they're, you know, we want to get them into an environment that will, where they can flourish, where they can find employment that won't set off their PTSD. And so that's how this grant is. It's not, I mean, it's actually written in the grant that we must connect these veterans not only to our services, but to those in the community, because we want to increase their ability to work among with others and be a part of the community. So this grant really focuses on that. It's like we will get connected with the Veterans Coalition, the County Veterans Fund. Sometimes we get them connected to HUD-VASH, which is an amazing program. It's Section 8 for veterans. A lot of people don't even know that that's available. And that Section 8 voucher is attached to clinical case management. So they're getting everything that they need. So sometimes we're not the right one. So we're going to get them connected to whatever agency is going to best fit their needs. Now, we have the ability to do a lot of financial assistance, which can really alleviate a lot of their issues and, you know, their struggles. When somebody's in crisis, they're not thinking about 3 months from now. They're thinking about today. Today I don't have a roof over my head. Today my utilities are getting turned off. Today my child's not going to eat. So we take that burden off them so that they can work on themselves and work on these other issues that are in their lives. You know, I'm sitting here and I'm listening to Dr. King's speech inspired me. Mm-hmm. It just it hit hard because when we see people who are homeless, we're judging them. We all have those internal biases that are just part of us, but we need to overlook those biases that we have and not be judging people. You know, we need to be thinking, okay, that's somebody who is homeless. You know, they have a story. So what Lakita was talking about, that everybody has their story, some of the stories that I hear from some of these veterans would blow your mind. But I want to give a quick story about a veteran that we worked with here in Yakima County. He lived off of First Avenue under the overpass for about 11 years. Now, there have been multiple service providers that had went out and talked to him and tried to connect with him, and he just really wasn't ready to be housed. And the staff at OIC went out there, and they started building that bridge with him. They'd talk to him, and he'd be like, yeah, one day maybe. And, you know, 3 months later, they saw him, and he was like, yeah, hey, I'm ready. I'm ready today. We did the intake. We got him in a hotel for a little bit with the help of partnering with the county funds, and he was able to work on a few things, and we got him housed. And when I say we, because it really was the community. It was people from multiple agencies, the SSVF staff, we got him housed. He was so excited to get a pan so he could make a pan of brownies. That was his goal that first day, was he wanted that. We made it happen. And after he got housed, he's been able to work on some of his addiction issues, because you can't work on your addiction issues when you're living in the streets. That's just going to make you keep doing it. And so anyway, he has worked on his addiction issues. He is reconnected with his family. They had a family reunion at his residence. These are people who live 30 miles away from him, but they had nothing to do with him because of the state that he was living in. I see him all the time, and he has this huge smile on his face, and, you know, he'll talk to you about his making brownies and rock hunting, and it's just amazing to see these stories. And it's really making a difference in the lives of the veteran families that we're working with. Since October 1st of 2022, we have served over 123 veteran families. It just blows my mind that we still have such a homeless problem in the United States. Like, why? But that's another story.
That's another story.
But I know that Mr. Parks wanted me to talk about the Chuck Austin Place. That is where my office is located. And, yes, it is a beautiful office, and I'm very blessed. But what the Chuck Austin Place is, it was purchased through the housing trust fund and is managed by the Yakima Housing Authority. It's 43 units. From studio, one-bedroom, and two-bedroom units, all for homeless veterans. It is one of a kind. They have other versions of this throughout Washington State, but this one is absolutely amazing. It has a basketball court. It has a community kitchen, has showers. So when we have clients who come in who have been on the streets for, you know, 5 years, and they have the ability to take a shower, do some laundry. We help them prep a little meal before they do their intake. Because somebody who is filthy, hungry, cold, they can't focus on doing an intake that's going to take 2 to 3 hours. They can't talk about their struggles, what their real needs are versus their wants. You know, once you give somebody a shower, that will totally change their whole day. And we did that every day, multiple times a day. Another thing that we do is, you know, the financial piece. It's not just security deposits and rental assistance. So you put somebody in a place with nothing. So they don't have a chair. They don't have a bed to sleep on. We're able to provide them with, it's a called a move-in kit. It has all of their basic necessities for their kitchen and their bathroom and cleaning supplies. We purchase them a brand new bed, all the bedding that they need, some towels. And then we're also able to purchase items that they want in their home. We have up to $1,000 for whatever they want. If they want a PlayStation, we can buy them a PlayStation. Now, I try not to recommend, you know, you buy a PlayStation. But they're able to buy furniture. We just had this homeless veteran last week who really wanted a juicer. We bought it. And so how cool is that? He has been craving making fresh juices. So we got it for him. So it's we also can do transportation assistance, so either gas or repair their vehicle. Child care, which is really huge. I think every community nowadays has issues with finding a decent child care and then being able to pay for it. We do have the ability to pay for that. We also have a legal service, which is amazing, because 99% of people who are homeless will have some sort of legal issue that they need to get taken care of. And every client who signs up with our program gets an automatic referral to, it's called Pro Bono out of Walla Walla, and they will take them step by step through getting their driver's license reinstated, getting criminal charges written off their case, credit and bankruptcy. I mean, there's just a wide range of things that they can help them with, and that's all free of charge to all the veterans who come in our program. So that's about all I have to say. If anybody has any questions about the SSVF program, I'd be sure to happy to answer them.
Okay, so we have quite a few people on the line, or we're listening, I should say. So if anybody wants to say anything, I'm going to shout out the last four, and if you have anything to say, please do. First, I want to give Ms. Jennifer a hand clap, because thank you so much for imparting that information, because a lot of times we don't know what's going on. For our veterans, and so if you don't want to say anything, just say just listening. So I'll give out the last four numbers of your telephone number. I will start with 7525. If you have anything to say, your mic is open. Or you can say just listening. Okay, 9312. Your mic is open if you have anything you'd like to say to Jennifer or about Martin Luther King's celebration.
Just listening.
Thank you so much for listening. 9703-2273. Three nine nine one six two five two. Okay, 0234. And I want to thank all the callers who did call in to listen to the show. Thank you all so much. 8485.
Just listening. Thank you.
Thank you so much for joining in and listening today. Thank you. 2315. Do you have anything you'd like to say? Or just listen?
I'm just listening. I'm just listening. It's good to hear hear your voice.
Well, hey, Justin, how are you?
I'm well. I've been busy, but I'm listening right now if I get a chance to chime in. If you could please send me the lady that's helping the veterans contact info because there's something that's going on here in Atlanta that I think that she could definitely be at the bare minimum
assistance to
guidance. at the bare minimum guidance,
okay.
But I think she will really enjoy it. But I do not want to discuss it right now on the air because we have a lot of legalities that we have to do first. So if you could get me and give her my contact info so that we can, me and her can talk. Thank you.
Converse. Thank you, Justin.
That's the word.
So good to hear from you.
Oh, yeah, I'm still here. I'm listening.
Okay. And then we have, I'll call it the 111111111 number, Skype number. If you want to say anything, you're more than welcome to. If not, you're just listening, and I appreciate all of you out there listening. And then we'll have our guests who, if they want to say anything, we have, well, I'm going to leave Sergeant Parsons last, but Anthony,
Ms.
you have anything you want to
say?
Go ahead.
So the SSDF grant is in every county in the United States. So if you don't know, if there are areas that need assistance, please reach out to me and I can get you connected to whoever is doing the grant in that area.
Okay. And if you, and another way to connect, you can always send me an email to letsdoitradio@gmail.com, and I can get you the information, or whoever's listening, the information, and that's letsdoitradio@gmail.com, and I'd be more than happy to connect you with Miss Jennifer. Thank you so much, Jennifer, for that information. Mr. Peterson, you have anything you want to say?
No, again, I just thank you for hosting this, and we're excited. This is one of several Martin Luther King Jr. Celebration events and activities that we have. We have several more coming up. I know Mr. Parks is going to probably talk about the basketball tournament that we have Saturday, Sunday, and then we have a church service on Sunday, and then we have the culmination march on Monday, and we're really excited about that, so thank you again.
Thank you.
Inez.
Thank you.
Inez, can you hear me? Okay.
Yes.
I wanted to also share. I want to also share that for the people who work with veterans, that I do a veterans project every year, and it's a project. It's an anthology where veterans.
Hold on. They don't. A lot of people may not know who you are. This is Laquita speaking. So go ahead. I'm sorry, Laquita.
Okay, Laquita Parks here, Paper V Publishing. I do a veterans project every year, and veterans can submit their stories at no cost and be published in an anthology. This will be my third year. The first 2 years I released it for Veterans Day, but this year it will be released for Memorial Day. So if there are, if there are, for the people who are listening, if you know veterans who would be interested in sharing their stories, there's no cost. They can submit those stories to me. The deadline is March 27th. They would be published in the story, in the anthology. So I would love to connect with you if you know veterans who would be interested in telling their stories. It has been a really great project for the last 3 years. I'm also doing a men's only anthology. So for the men that are listening, it's called Our Journey from Boys to Men, Things We Learned Along the Way. And if there are men who are interested in being a part of that project, that project releases on Father's Day. If you are interested, please connect with me, connect with Inez to get to me. I would love to talk to you about this project. Sergeant Parks is a part of this project. I'm excited. So there are, I'm looking for men all across the world to share their stories, because I know that there were things that you learned on your journey along the way. And one of the major audiences for the book, for the project, for the men project, are women, because women are always seeking to understand men. So please
right.
connect with me if you're interested. Serious inquiries only if you're interested
yes.
in being a part of this project. Okay. Thank you.
And thank you. And that's you can send your name and everything to letsdoaradio@gmail.com. Your name and telephone number, and I will gladly pass it on to Mr. Parks. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Reverend Trimble, you have anything you'd like to say?
Yes, I would just like to encourage all the listeners and participants to really, really try to understand our community that we work in, and try mm-hmm. to build relationships. The thing that helped me the most was building relationships with people. And so in doing that, when we build relationships, it seemed as though, to me, that the color theory disappear, because we start thinking and acting like two human beings, and it's not based on color or class or any of those other things or creed that hinders our relationship. I'm really, really concerned about the beloved community that Dr. King wanted to establish. And I think in the 21st century, we ought to be able to be enjoy some of the fruits of mm-hmm. our democracy. And out of that beloved community, we ought to have or develop some sense of happiness. Because I've been working on racism all my life.
mm-hmm.
And I'm just about, you know, this, and we shouldn't have to continue to fight that, because the only thing we're dealing with is race, and we need to really destroy racism with all of our might, because it has hindered so many of our young people, especially black males, who get caught up mm-hmm. into that. So if you got a boy or a girl, try to get it over to them that they are somebody and they are human and they can be anything that they set their mind and heart to be. We need to work on that with our young people, because they are being sold out through drugs. They've been casted out. And all these other things that distract them from being who mm-hmm. they really are. I didn't really find out who I was until I got out of the Army.
Mm.
I ought to know who I really is, even before then. And so I see so many of our young people just living from one day to the next, not knowing really who they are, not having a goal. In fact, you don't really have to have a goal. You just have to feel and think that you are human. And when you think like that and act like that, you can do anything that you set your mind and heart to do. And so I just want to, you know, encourage all of us to be deeply concerned about the direction of our young people and generate within them that beloved community. Because
Amen.
Everything revolves around love. I'm not talking
Amen.
About, you know, a sexual thing. I'm talking about the real love.
Mm-hmm.
That makes sense.
Right. Yes.
And so, and so 39 years have taught me a lot about humanity, and that's what we should be about, developing relationship with all that God has created, whether you're black, white, or indifferent. And the basis of all of our effort, energy, is the energy of love. God bless you.
Amen. Thank you so much. Thank you, thank you, thank you. And Mr. Miller, you have anything else you'd like to say?
Amen, and thank you. Thank you, Reverend, for those kind words, and all the and for Jennifer and for everyone else, Brother Parks, Sister Parks, for all the things that you are doing to make this the beloved community. Dr. King, this is part of the beloved community that we are communicating with right now today. We're still moving forward. We're not done yet. We're not a finished product. We're going to get better. We're going to keep doing it. I'm so happy to see that the things that are happening within the veteran community, because I've been working in the veteran community my whole adult life, and I'm a veteran myself, so I know the pitfalls, and I've been with the homeless veterans and the four-star general veterans and every other veteran that you could think of, keep working it, keep doing it. We're going to keep living the dream and being a part of the beloved community that we so much honor and cherish. So once again, thank you so much for each and every one of you and all of you out there in the community and out around the world. Keep moving forward because you are somebody. Thank you.
Thank you, thank you, thank you, fine sir. And the speaker of the hour, Ms. Jennifer.
I'm just blessed to be a part of this community, and I really want to give you a big shout out for all the that you do, and Mr. Parks.
Thank you.
You the man.
That he is. That he is. Thank you so much, Jennifer. Thank you for being on the show, and thank you to every one of you for being on the show. And it's in the hands for comments, Sergeant James Parks, and keeping it real for this community out of Yakima and everywhere else. Sergeant Parks.
Hey, you know, I'm speechless. I shouldn't be, but I'm speechless. You know, and you know it's not me. I'm normally talking going 105 miles an hour, you know. But this is what, just think what we can do, you know, together. Think what we can do. That's why I do what I do, is because every day there's a light. I see a light, you know, somebody having some kind of difficulties and stuff that I can help or I can address or I can get them in the right mood, that light, you know. So I really appreciate it. I appreciate all you guys. I can't say enough about all the good work that you guys are doing. And it is helping. So don't stop. Keep doing it, because what you're doing is what we need to be doing. I sit up there this morning and I listen to the Congress of the United States of America, the most powerful nation in the earth, implode. Hunter Biden showed up to this meeting and the whole thing imploded. No decorum, you know. I learned in the military, you don't have no decorum for discipline, you're dead. They had no decorum. People screaming and going on and stuff, and this guy is sitting there, and they're, you know, it's just, it's buffoonery. It's just absolutely, so if we can't, if they can't get it together, where the heck are we? But I am I'm really proud of the people and stuff, especially you guys that come up and you have an approach for human suffering. You're doing it every day. So, you know, you're doing, everybody here is doing their part and stuff. You know, I would say keep doing it and stuff. Don't stop, because it's just a bottomless pit as to where we could be going without people like you guys. So, hey, Inez, thank you so much for inviting us on.
No problem.
Much love to you. And if everybody want to kick down to send her some kind of contribution, that she, this thing, this Do It All Radio is running on fumes. It's running on fumes. You'll have 12 or 13 different people coming from different states, you know. And I think that it could really benefit, you know, all of us to come through here and impart your information and stuff and talk to people that feel the same way you feel and stuff, you know. So, hey, thank you, everybody. I really appreciate it. Much love to you guys. Happy New Year. And if I can do anything, you guys just get in contact with me. Oh, you got to go through my wife first. but I love you guys, man.
Yes, yes. But as Anthony was saying, they in Yakima, there's a lot going on this weekend before the lead up to Monday, and then after Monday, I'm sure that there's probably a lot of things going on as well. So if you want to know anything, knowing any information, I'll be more than happy to impart that, what's going on in the Yakima area. I know Monday that, like we said, we're trying to live stream the march that they're having, and that starts at 11:30 Pacific time, 2:30 Eastern time. So I'll be here, and hopefully they'll be doing a Facebook live stream for the whole march and the whole service for MLK. But I didn't know.
They will be. Roy's Audio Visual is going to handle all that, and they're supposed to get in contact with you so they can pass that through so that you can run it on your site.
Okay. All right. I have more announcements that I got. I'm going to play Sergeant Parks' song, What's Going On, and if you want to stay on for the announcements, you're more than welcome to. If not, I want to wish everybody a happy birthday today. Today's my brother's 70th birthday. And happy birthday, Dr. Martin Luther King, early birthday anyway. And just want to thank each and every one of you for joining us today. Like I said, you can stay for announcements so you know what's going on and how to get in contact with different people and what's going on for the rest of the week and the rest of the month for Let's Do It Radio. But I'm going to go and play What's Going On by Marvin Gaye.
Hey, what's up, man?
Brother, what's up?
This is a stupid party, man.
Yeah,
I can dig it.
Brother, brother, there's far too many of you dying. You know we've got to find a way to bring some loving here today. Yeah. Father, father, we don't need to escalate. You see, war is not the answer. For only love can conquer hate.
You know we've got to find a way
to bring some love and kiss here today. Oh, pick it light and pick it fast. Don't punish me with brutality.
so you can see.
What is going on? Do we know what's going on? Some people do, some people don't, but you better be ready. The show that I had the other night was talking about AI tech versus old school tech. And these days, you just got to get ready because no telling what's going on and what's happening, as they say. So, as I said, I want to wish everybody a happy birthday today. And on the 14th Sunday, we have Second Sunday Service with Pastor J. Rick Rollins from the Edge Community Church of Central Florida out of Tampa, Florida. And Monday the 15th, I'm saying, join us in the morning if you're on the West Coast, and in the afternoon at 2:30 on the East Coast for the Martin Luther March. And we'll be happy to hear from you because, as I said, they're going live. And hopefully they'll be able to stream it and see it, Facebook Live, or listen to it through Let's Do It Radio. On the 16th, let's talk about with Miss Ina SF. Don't know what we're going to be talking about. I'm sure we'll find something to talk about, as well as on Thursday, the 18th, which will be my daughter's birthday. Then on the 21st, we have Third Sunday Service with Reverend Carolyn Williamson out of Yakima, Washington. And again, the 23rd and the 25th, let's talk about with Miss Inez. And Wednesday Bible study on the 24th. And then that fourth Sunday, we have Reverend Ronnie Marshall from the True Worshippers Ministry out of Little Rock, Arkansas. And looking forward into June 21st to the 24th is World Little LIGO Day. They're having a conference in Indianapolis, Indiana, so mark your calendars. And look for your tickets so you can get hotels early and airfares so you can be part of their conference and then support Reverend Ronnie Marshall. He has made it to the shortlist of the 96th Annual Oscars in 10 award categories for his documentary. I was hoping he would join us tonight so he could talk about his documentary. So please join us on the 96th Annual Oscars, where his name may be called across the big stage of the Oscars. Yay! Don't know the documentary, but we'll find out that evening. Also, as we spoke about earlier, the best-selling author in the U.S. and the U.K., Ms. Faquita and myself, for she said yes to herself unapologetically. The book is available for $25. And if you want to get a signed copy from either one of us, you can contact me at letsdoitradio@gmail.com and get your book, $25 signed, with shipping and handling. And they were on back order, but they are being shipped out, so I should be getting my stash very soon. I'm looking forward to it so that everybody who orders a book from me can get their book and get it signed. And then also in the mornings at 3 a.m., 4 a.m., 5 a.m., and 6 a.m. Eastern, Eagle Saints Outreach Ministry International is studying the Bible. They're doing that throughout the year. So want to join them, get a pencil and paper. Now say the number real fast, or you can always re-listen to replay. The number is 605-472-5587. 605-472-5587. And the PIN is 931-403-POUND. 931-403-POUND if you want to join them studying the Bible throughout the year, the rest of the year. And to keep me on the air, as I said earlier, I'm going to send some change, some ducats, some dollars, some money. You can do so through Cash App, the $ANA ISE VALCOUR. And through Venmo at MZ-INEZ or through Zelle if you know my telephone number or my email address. And if you have a topic you'd like to speak about, I'll have a sister at letsdoitradio@gmail.com. And you can contact me. We can talk about what subject you'd like to speak about. You know who I am. I am Ms. Inez, CEO and fashion designer of Anaïsa Cool Design. And you can find me on Facebook under the same or Instagram and see what I'm doing and, you know, maybe follow me, check me out, whatever you want to do. And the words of encouragement for the week are, if you resist change, you resist life itself. Let me say that again. If you resist change, you resist life itself. And I want to thank Sergeant James Park for keeping it real with Martin Luther King's anniversary and coming up their 39th annual for their march on Monday. I know he's still on the line, so if he wants to say anything, welcome to. Before I play our last song, you want to say anything, Sergeant Park, before we
go out? No, I'm good. God bless. Thank you, sis.
Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you to each and every one of you who have joined us this evening. We had a great group of people who joined us. We had about 25 callers who were on the line listening and a couple of people in the chat room listening. So thank you to every one of you for out there for listening and always being a blessing to me and hanging out with me on Tuesdays and Thursdays and Wednesdays and Sundays and any other time that I'm out there. Thank you, thank you, thank you. I'm going to play We Are the World as we leave out because we are the world. We're trying to make it a better place, but we can't do it by ourselves. So let's join together, make this world a better place.
By day, basic family and the truth. You know love is all we need.
We are the ones who make a better day, so let's start giving.
All righty then. I want to thank you to one of you for joining us. Hello, just like that. And every one of you for joining us this evening on radio, Keeping It Real with Sergeant Parks out of Yakima, Washington. And it's on Sunday with Pastor J. Rick Rollins, Ed King, Florida, as he brings word on that Sunday. Join us on the march on Monday at 11:30 a.m. Pacific, 2:30 p.m. Eastern Time. Your head on a swivel. Stay safe and love each other and love on each other. Have a good evening. Have a good evening.